Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you can find the time to stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness!
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanek with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
That's right. Here we are. Look at us.
Indeed.
Tomorrow we're going to be out at X-Golf Tualatin.
I believe it's Tualatin.
Danny and Dusty will be there beginning at noon, opening day.
Yes. Not for me, though.
What do you mean?
Postponed.
Postponed.
Oh, the Mets, yeah.
Yeah, the Mets and someone else.
Mets, Brewers, and Phillies, Braves.
Yeah, Phillies, Braves.
Got postponed tomorrow.
Yeah, so.
But.
We'll have to wait for Quintana to roll, man, till Friday.
Opening day is tomorrow. We have March Madness.
Yes.
Returning. Mm-hmm. First game is Arizona Clemson at around 4, just after 4. And so we'll be down there. Danny and Dusty will be down there. Live shows from noon to 7 tomorrow, X-Golf Tualatin. And then, get this, on Friday, we'll be at X-Golf Vancouver.
That's right.
Are you kidding?
In the shadows of the Sukanic Residence, after party at my house.
So that's
where we will find the missing sunglasses temple.
Yes, ooh. Everyone will be invited over, and the first one to find my sunglass temple will, I don't know, you'll get like a Coors Heavy stubby or something.
You get to keep it as a souvenir, but then you get the satisfaction of knowing that someone else broke it.
I tell you what, no one's finding that temple.
No, that thing's gone.
No one's finding that temple.
They're wise. Even if they were planning to have that appear somewhere, they know that I'm onto them at this point, and it's gone. It's not going to be a bloody glove. That thing's just disappeared.
No. So noon to 7 Friday, supposed to be a great day. X-Golf Vancouver, weather-wise, I mean.
Yeah.
Well, and sports-wise.
Yeah.
All courtesy of George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law and Coors Light.
I wonder if I can call the attorneys at law over my sunglasses. I wonder if I can sue for damages for my own stupid family.
Well, Coors Light would at least make you feel better about it.
That's true. I do have plenty in the garage, so... Maybe tonight. I'll just go home and drown my sorrows.
Now to a college football grab bag until we get to in the news. Nick Saban, yeah, big feature on him on The Athletic.
Yeah, what?
Or whatever. Yeah, it's like, I think it was The Athletic, wasn't it? Or ESPN?
I thought it was ESPN. I don't remember.
Yeah, it might have been ESPN. Anyway, it's like how
it
Nick Saban
stupid.
How Nick Saban is doing now. And his wife says he did three things that will shock you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, actually, there was one thing that he said in there, Saban, that I liked. He said, you know, when you're the head coach of a football program,
mm-hmm.
you're just rushed everywhere. You are constantly rushed.
Yes.
You're rushing to the next thing. Everything is rushed. And so you become that. That's just you. It's just ingrained.
Yeah.
You're rushing to everything.
You're always on a schedule.
Which is why you always hear like when they give up play calling duties and you can lose focus. You can no longer just be a football coach.
So he said it's absolutely delightful not having to rush to do anything.
Yeah.
Which I got to give him a little credit. I thought he would be a guy who would find retirement miserable.
And at least so far, he has not.
He has not.
And the piece was in ESPN.
It's been 4 months, though.
I know. Give it time till football season rolls around when he wants to start yelling at someone and he's got no one to scream at.
It's all antsy in the pantsy.
Yeah.
He says his biggest worry is keeping his grandkid out of the sand bunkers when he golfs.
Yeah. He's like three or whatever.
And the three things that his wife said he has actually done now, one, he has opened bills, which I think is hilarious.
Like,
you
what?
Think he's shocked by the prices? He probably hasn't looked at a bill in 20 years.
He has no idea.
He's flabbergasted at how much their cable costs.
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to say cable. I was going to go with utilities.
Yeah.
Because he has that. Have you seen his house?
He has a couple really nice houses.
He's got a house in Bama that's just absurd.
Does the school still pay for that?
No, they just bought it. They gave it to him.
Okay, so he owns it?
He owns it. He had like a $3 million mortgage on it, and as a sign of goodwill, the boosters paid it off for him because that's what he needed. He makes $9 million a year. Yeah, I wonder if he opened up the light bill on that place and was like, excuse me? It's like, what is this?
Hey, honey, go ahead and turn that lamp off.
Wouldn't it be amazing if all of a sudden Nick Saban was concerned about the water bill? He's like, what are we paying to water the lawn? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, his wife's probably like, you better shut the hell up.
You're not opening another bill. You sit your ass down. We've been doing fine for 30 years without
you. I hope we elect to kick ass is what I hope we do.
Well, they do say, I've talked to some guys that I played with. When you retire, and this is the same thing for military people, cops, athletes. How to say this delicately. When you retire and you're around the house more, It often is not a good thing because the wife and the family have essentially moved on. Like, not that they don't love you and that you're part of it, but they have a routine and they have gotten used to you not being around. And all of a sudden you stick your big fat head in there and you're like, hey, why are we doing it this way? You want to piss off a woman, have her do something for 10 plus years without you. And then have you come in and be like, I think there's a better way to do this. Yeah.
Yeah, honey, I got some thoughts on the lamp placement. In the living room?
It's not going to go well.
I got some thoughts on the lamp.
So first what we're going to do is stop watering the lawn, aight? Then we're going to stop watering the flowers, aight?
Dude, have you seen the divorce rate in these professions, woo, like after retirement? It is ridiculously high.
Okay, number two, she says he has sent his first email.
Mm.
Now, I don't buy that.
He never, well, he probably had an assistant that did all his emails.
You don't think he's ever sent an email? There's no way.
I wouldn't think so unless he literally had a right-hand lady. Like, he had
Why does it have to be a lady?
It doesn't. I just always think of again, I'm a sexist pig. But like Lavelle Edwards, when I was at, I was at BYU. And now this was obviously predating like the rise of smartphones and everything. I will bet you in the 5 years that I was there, Lavelle Edwards never sent an email.
Well, but that's different.
That was Big Sherrill's.
That's like back in AOL days.
I don't care. Had Come Lavelle on. Kept coaching, Big Sherrill's, who was his right hand lady, Sherrill's would have done everything for him.
So I actually saw some of this when I was working at Oregon football, because I was there from 2003 to 2006, and it was right around the dawn of the smartphone, and there weren't a bunch of texting regulations yet in recruiting. So Mike Bellotti's telling his coaches, you're all getting a Palm Trio, and you're all texting your kids all the time. Yeah. And older coaches, like Al Leodi and stuff, are like, no, we're not. It's like, no, this is how you're doing it now. And there were absolutely coaches on that staff that did not know how to use the technology.
It would not shock me if Saban was like this. You know, Gertie, whoever his gal was, send an electronic message, because he didn't call it an email. He was like, send an electronic mail for me. Send it out to so-and-so. And then he just dictated it and it got sent. Doesn't shock me at all.
It's possible, but I don't buy it. I think that when he's in the office, the primary way higher-ups communicate with him, mm-hmm, is likely email. And I'll be damned if they're getting Gertie's dictation from that. They want access. I guarantee you he has sent an email. I need to know the answer to this. But she claims it's his first.
We need to get someone who's got inside information on Saban.
And then the other one she said that he has done is he has actually gotten in the car, driven to the pharmacy, yeah, and picked up his prescription.
Wow.
Nick Saban.
It's like
living the life.
There's a little show on it's on Netflix, and it's called it's a little Japanese show, and we watch it, and it's adorable. It's called like My First Errand, or it's called Just, yeah, Big Enough
with the kids.
Yeah, they send little 3-year-olds out.
It's a great show.
It is so adorable. These little 3-year-old like Japanese kids, and they send them out into the world to do these tasks, and then they film it, and it's the cutest. I picture that being Nick Saban. I was like, okay, Nick, here's what you're gonna do. You're gonna get in the car, and you know where the pharmacy. Nick, it's 3 blocks down. There's only one turn. Don't panic when you go. And her laying out everything for him, like Nick coming home and like, look, honey, I did it. I'm a big boy. I got my own pills. I got my blood pressure medication. Like, of all the things you can talk about, is sending an email. Keeping your grandson out of the sand trap and going to pick up your heart medicine.
He's back. He's back. Nikki's back.
Nikki.
That show is great. That little, they send out, they give these little kids tasks, and they, most people help them on, yeah, their journey.
Yeah.
But they really do make them, yeah, do these things.
There's like safety rails, yes, there to make course. Sure that the
they're
kid,
not going to get run over by a car, yeah, or anything, the one I saw was, well, I saw several of them,
yeah,
and it's kind of addicting.
So cute.
One of them was mom is in the kitchen. Oh. Sorry to be sexist. And then she sends the daughter to take fruit to the dad who is across town at the shop.
Yeah, and some of them
she has to literally leave and deliver the fruit to the dad.
And sometimes the kids have to get on a bus or sometimes, yeah, they have to go to the store and
cross a busy street.
Yeah. Yeah, and it is just to watch the kids work through the problems.
It's great.
It is fantastic. There were my favorite one I saw is they sent the boy, they were down like at the beach, and they sent the boy home to get some snacks. And the kid comes home and he's doing everything but getting snacks. And so the mom calls home and watches the little boy lie about what he's doing. Like, she's like, what are you doing? And he's just outright lying about everything that he's up to. Like, watch a three-year-old in real time work through how to lie to his mother. It's just, it is a very addicting show.
Okay. So this from 24/7, Saban famously shunned modern communication methods such as email and texting for years. Although he said during the COVID pandemic in 2020, he started receiving his own emails for the first time. Weeks later, Saban clarified that he was receiving emails but calling people back on the phone.
Yeah.
So he maybe never did send, yeah, any. In 2022, Saban revealed he sent his first text message, but when asked about sending emails, he said, absolutely not. According to ESPN, Saban also broke new ground at home by opening the door for deliveries. And opening the mail.
Wow. Yeah. Really breaking ground. I'm telling you. And I know it was because I got out in 2001. So it was not quite the same thing. But I'm telling you, Lavelle Edwards, the longtime coach at BYU, and my offensive line coach, you have never met two older people that reject modern society quite. Like, Lavelle Edwards would not wear headphones during games. Like, you know, how are you the head coach and you can't communicate with your other coaches?
Brady Hoke, baby.
And there was always like this, like, oh, he's so old school. I'm like, is he old school or is he not doing anything? Like, how are you aware of what the other coaches are talking about in real life scenarios when you refuse to wear headsets? Like, that's what I was dealing with.
All right. Coming up next in our college football grab bag, Caleb Williams is getting S online. For what? Yeah, we will tell you.
He likes the pink.
And Coach Prime is back at it. We'll tell you what he said. Play some audio. It's 420 on the Fan. Honey, go ahead and turn that lamp off.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, our college football grab bag continues. Caleb Williams was trending on social media last night because there was a shot of him.
It was at the USC women's basketball game watching Juju.
Yeah. Was that the Kansas game?
Correct. Yeah, yes. USC Kansas, yes.
Yeah. I tuned into that for a hot second.
Kansas kept it close for a second, didn't they?
My Jayhawks, my Lady Jayhawks.
Didn't end well, though.
No.
That Juju Watkins is the real deal.
Yeah, she's great. And Williams went viral because he was holding, he had pink nail polish on.
Pink lip gloss.
And he was holding a pink phone. A
lot of pink.
A lot of pink.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams. Yeah. Number one pick in the NFL draft, Caleb Williams.
By the way, let me just state for the record.
Please do.
Love black and pink, the Bret Hart. It's a great look.
It is on the record.
Yes.
Is it possible he was just holding somebody else's phone? Like, it almost looks like it has a...
Well, my phone...
It has, like, a little
I think he has the same,
purse with it?
I think he has, like, the same phone that I have. And it's not pink. It's like a purplish hue. It's a Samsung... I don't know. Like, it's... I don't know if that's necessarily pink, but, yeah, my phone has that same kind of color to it.
So what are you saying?
I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay.
I mean, I...
I can't believe you played that, Buckley.
I don't know what to tell you.
That's unbelievable.
It's a pastel-colored phone.
What?
Well, peeps were having at Caleb Williams because of that.
Yeah, and he did...
All the Neanderthals come out of the woodwork.
He does appear to have some sort of little man purse thing with him, but he's a fancy lad.
And the thing, though, is the lip gloss. It looks like a shaded lip gloss. Like, you could have whatever color phone you want. It's a little bit, I guess, maybe... The more surprising thing to see is him wearing pink lip gloss.
Well, and then he was doing a little hand dance thing with it. And like,
what's going on? Is he doing bits on us here?
Is this really new? Like, are we going to say that, like, I don't know. Is anyone going to question the sexuality of Prince? Because last time I checked, Prince did just fine for himself.
Well, and you'll remember before Caleb Williams painted his nails pink, he was caught having him say, like, F-F-U or F-A-S-U or whatever it was. So,
that, and to be honest with you, if Caleb Williams did come out and is gay, okay, aren't we past that? We've had a couple in it, and a couple NFL guys. We have Caleb Nassib.
Not a bunch of NFL fans.
No, not the Neanderthals, dude. Nope.
Man, I don't know what to tell you. There's a lot of I'm amazed at the number of people that, like, it's one thing if you have like a troll like Twitter account, but a lot of people with their names and faces and where they work, a lot of wonderful comments out there on social media. Do you really want to come out and label yourself as a giant bigot right there to everybody? No, just
I think they do.
I guess
they do it often.
Yeah. And I also don't understand why this makes him we're getting a lot of, like, he's going to be a bust now because he has a pink phone and...
Well, I think that... I know this because I watch Vanderpump Rules with my wife.
Oh, yeah. How's that go?
But, so I'm an expert on this, but the young bros, they're painting their nails a lot.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah. My son does the black nails sometimes.
I don't really know why, but that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's become a thing.
Yeah. So. I don't do it anymore because my daughters are all grown up. But you remember, I used to have painted toenails all the time. My daughters loved to do it.
Well, but that's different.
Yeah, this is more of a
That happened to me with my nieces,
right,
in San Diego. They painted my nails, and I went out. I think I had to go to the Apple Store or something. And I walk into the Apple Store, and the girl goes, "Oh my god, I love your nails." And I said something to the effect of, well, you know, I've got nieces, you know, or something, like justifying it, sort of.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't care why.
Yes.
Like, who are you telling, man? Whatever.
Nice nails.
They're nice.
Yeah.
And that's when I learned something in that moment. I was like, thank you.
That's all you need to say.
You know what?
But this, like, you know, this clown may end up being a bigger bust than Tony Mandridge, Ryan Leaf, and Jamarcus Russell combined because he's wearing lip gloss.
Who said that?
Oh, again, just this is from James Thompson. You know, like
Jimmy.
I said, people that are literally—he's an Oklahoma State fan. But the people that are really associating the fact
people
that
people do this, yes.
Yeah, because so if you have a pastel phone and. You might be wearing some form of lip gloss, or by the way, he might just have pink lips. It does happen from time to time. Maybe they're chapped. And because of that, you can't play quarterback.
Look, man, We got a lot of dum-dums in our country. So a lot of ignorance, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, it's almost nauseating to some of us that it's still out there, but it, unfortunately, it's, yeah, it's everywhere,
it's,
dude.
It's a real
And you're
thing.
Not going to, I mean, there's just nothing you're going, it's a futile battle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Caleb Williams' best bet here, don't go on social media. You know?
Yeah.
Be who you are.
Yeah.
Be comfortable in your own skin. Do your thing. Be you. Put out your vibe, bro. And don't listen to these ignoramuses.
Yeah.
That's really all you can do. You can't change anybody's. People are all dumb anyway. They're not, they can't think.
Just don't turn your hat around at a press conference. Otherwise, someone will rake you over the coals for it. As long as you wear your hat forward, then you're fine. Just the amount of things that the arbitrary things that we make up in our mind that make or break a prospect are just fascinating to me.
Text line wants to know if we can get him a Juicy for Rop shirt to wear.
Well, I would hope so.
I do have a pink version of that.
Yeah, sure. I thought
that
so.
That may have to cost you a little. I don't think he's wearing anything for free, you know?
Why not?
But I do enjoy when you see, like,
he would be one of, well, he would be one of, let's see, one, two, three, four, five. There are five, he would be one of six.
Yeah.
On Earth to have that shirt.
Yeah, it's pretty rare.
There's a he should want that.
There's a guy that I follow on the social medias, and he's like a professional Muay Thai fighter, and he's just a savage, and he's very flamboyant, and he plays into that an awful lot, and yeah, like I don't know how much of it is staged and how much of it is him just kind of leaning into it, but it is often hilarious to see people say things to him and then realize, whoops. Like, maybe not the guy that you wanna say that to. You know, you got pink nails, and you start making fun of someone for not being manly. You better be sure that that dude can't kick a tree in half before you go around and start saying some hurtful things to him.
All right, I'll get to what Dion, Coach Prime, said. The latest headline making quote from Coach Prime.
Well, he may just be doing bits. No. He can't help himself.
Yeah, he likes to talk.
Yeah, he does.
I ran through that bull junk you wrote.
I still love that one. That bull junk.
It wasn't so much bull junk, was it?
No, it was not.
What's up, boss? You believe that?
No, it was actually quite true.
So we'll get to that later in our show, but we have to move on now. It's time to move on to the In the News segment. Your noted newsman is prepared with jellyfish news.
Mm.
And what are we calling Kotek again?
I don't think we had come up with a good one for
No Toltina?
No, yeah, Toltina.
Yes.
That's what it was.
No Toltina.
No Toltina has signed an act into law that you will like.
Well, I already like her with the no toll thing.
Yeah.
I'm already becoming a big fan.
So that's all next on In the News. Here is Buck with sports.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, that's right. It's Isaac and Suk on The Fan. That's right, that's what you got. It's a radio show here, guys. TV sometimes.
Podcast.
We're on YouTube now.
Streamers.
Yeah, you can watch us on YouTube. How about that?
I'm going to have pink nails tomorrow.
Right now it is March 27, 2024. It's time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. Thank you. Please be seated.
I am.
It is International Whiskey Day. I know you like your Irish whiskey.
I do. I love all forms of whiskey, but I would say that I lean more, even though I lived in Scotland, I lean towards the Irish than I do the Scotch. Although a nice bottle of Lagavulin 16 will treat you just right.
Power rank: Japanese, Canadian, Irish, Scottish rank whiskeys.
It's
power
tough. Rank.
Not throwing any American whiskey, bourbon in there? No,
because that should win.
Oh, okay, good. Well, as long as
USA,
we're at,
USA,
yeah, as long as we're admitting that that's the winner, then fine.
Xenophobic son of a bitch.
Yeah!
That's what I like best. USA,
as an everyday, because the Scotch for me is more of a special occasion.
Yeah, I agree.
So it is not a daily drinker for me. So I'm going Irish whiskey 1. I'm going to say, again, for daily, Japanese whiskey 2, then scotch, then Canadian whiskey.
Yeah.
But scotch, if I'm celebrating something, scotch will always be my number one. But I drink more of the others than I do scotch.
Okay. It is also National Spanish Paella Day.
Oh, okay. God, nothing wrong with some paella.
Excellent.
Oh, my God. I love paella.
It's pretty tasty.
Absolutely love paella.
Yeah. Get a little spice in there. Get some
fresh mariscos.
Yeah, so good.
What are these?
I had some down in Costa Rica. Oh, God.
It's like a better risotto. It's just so good.
Yes.
What are these blue jellyfish-looking things washing up on the Oregon coast, you
ask? I
know,
but it's kind of terrifying to me.
Have you seen those?
Yeah. Jellyfish in general,
I don't like the jellyfish.
I don't like them. And I was always, like, when I was a kid, you know, something's getting ingrained in you. For whatever reason, my family was very much like, don't, like, it, like a jellyfish on the shore was like a time bomb. Like, stay away from it! Could go off at any moment, and it's going to sting you. I don't like them. Freak me out.
Yeah, we're getting piles of blue sea creatures, and I mean piles of them. That people are like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, I want to know.
Right on the beaches of Oregon.
We need Jeff Gianola to get to the bottom of this stat.
Well, they're saying now these are not dangerous, and their arrival is fairly routine.
Fairly routine.
Mm-hmm. The Seaside Aquarium posted about the phenomenon earlier this month. It turns out the creatures are vaeas, officially called... Yeah. Okay. They're also known as purple sails.
Yeah, the one I read said they're sort of like jellyfish.
They're a kind of jellyfish.
Well, can they kind of sting my ass then, too? Or, like, what am I... I wouldn't walk through the pile of that and, like... They're everywhere on that beach. The photos, they're covering the whole thing.
Yes, they have two main body parts. They have an iridescent blue or purple disc and a transparent sail disc extending up from that. They live on the surface of the ocean and use the sail disc to catch the wind and travel around.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Kind of sailing around there.
Yeah, I like that.
Wind from the west can cause them to wash up on Oregon's beaches where they dry out or get eaten by other wildlife or...
Kind of a sad existence.
Dogs.
Yeah. You know what I would do if I came across those? You know,
poke them with a stick.
Yeah. A lot of good poking sticks.
See if they sting your stick.
Oh, yeah. 100%. So every now and then, like, you ever seen, like, when the puffer fish wash up on shore? I feel so bad. I try to rescue them, but I'm not rescuing jellyfish.
I've never seen that.
No?
No.
A couple times we've been down in, I don't know, it's when we've been down in Mexico, we'll get all the puffer fish, and they're like, you feel bad because they're like struggling to breathe and they're flopping around, and that's when you get the stick, and you know, you do a little, you kind of heave it. You treat it like a pitching wedge, and you just kind of yeet it out into the, like, ah! You toss it back out there.
I was at the coast with a family a couple weeks ago, and there was very much a deceased crab skeleton out there that a bird, I'm sure, had picked up and dropped a couple times. Yeah. And my toddler saw it. He's like, a crab! Yeah. And we're like, yeah. He's like, it's sleeping. And we're like, yep, sure is, buddy.
Sleeping.
Teach that kid early. Get
what
the
an
stick.
Idiot that kid is.
Your kid's a moron.
By the way, why do dogs roll in dead fish?
I don't know, but mine does that too, and it's awful.
What's that about?
Yeah.
Why do they always do that? I don't like that.
You know what? I looked this up at one point. I think we may have discussed this. There is a reason why, and I don't remember.
Well, look it up again.
All right.
Look at that. We've been together 17, 18 years of radio. We've never repeated anything until right now.
Yeah, it's gross.
It's finally gone full circle.
Yeah. It's just simply that dead things in the animal kingdom are it's an important commodity. It's like marking your food source. So when the dog's doing it, he's not trying to get the scent on him.
They're trying to put their scent on
him. He's letting everyone else know, hey,
a-hole,
that's my dead fish.
I found it, finders keepers, yeah. Even
like
though
peeing on
a
it.
Million
Why
others have
he
already
just
found
pee
it.
On it? Why do you got to roll on it?
Apparently that's, well, I don't think you want to pee on the thing that you may be eating.
But they
may want to. They're saying that a dead animal is...
Or like you wouldn't want to pee on a possession of yours.
Yes. Okay.
A dead animal apparently in the animal kingdom is like...
You.
It'd be like if you found, you know, you found something important. You know, it's a major find in the animal kingdom. And so you got to let people know. Hey,
oh, by the way.
Mine.
I have a quick update on the fruit mob selling fruit on my street corner.
Oh, yeah.
My wife texted me the other day and she said, oh my God, there's a cop out there talking to the
fruit mob. Yeah, they come and talk to mine all the time.
And I was like, oh, well, good. Maybe they're kicking him out of there.
No.
And then she goes, oh my God, they're buying fruit. But then I got to tell you, we have not seen the fruit mob since.
Really?
Yeah, so I think he was nice and bought fruit.
And then shoot him away?
But then said, if you don't have a permit, you can't stay here.
Huh.
And they're gone.
But I don't know, because the cops talk to my mongers all the time, but they come right back. Like,
well, maybe they have a permit.
No.
I mean,
I promise you that the people, the 8-year-olds selling oranges on my street corner do not have a permit. By the way, they're like 8. What sort of permit could they have?
Sometimes these vaias are mistaken for the venomous and highly painful Portuguese manowar.
Yeah.
Due to their blue coloring, but they are not the manowar. So stop being...
I don't trust it.
Stop being stupid like Buckley's kid.
You're telling me that you walk up...
Know
and
the
you,
difference.
And you're going to see that and you're going to be like, oh no, that's harmless. That's some Bear Grylls-esque.
Well, I wouldn't touch it.
Exactly.
I never touch anything
on the
beach.
In the wild, you assume everything's out to kill you. Everything.
Yeah, they say, are vaias dangerous? I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. It could be velalas. I don't know.
The vuvuzelas? What?
It says, not really.
See, again, I don't like this. Not really.
Not really. They do not recommend walking barefoot through the piles of these creatures.
Yeah.
So don't do that.
Yeah. But then if they're not dangerous, then why can't you walk barefoot through them?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So not really is not...
I don't like it.
It's not the best answer.
No, I don't like it.
All right. Touchdown Tina. No Toll Tina has signed an act into law that I think Big Sook will like.
All right.
That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. The Hot 5 at 5 is mere moments away now. This is in the news for March 27th. Can you believe that? We're almost to April.
I know. It's going so damn fast.
Monday is April Fool's Day.
Holy hell.
Do you have a prank set up?
There is nothing dumber than April's Fools. And if you are someone that thinks that's hilarious, you're a dumbass.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
A definitive statement
it
from
is
Jason.
Definitive. The only good April Fool's joke of all time was the Sid Finch Sports Illustrated story.
That was a great bit.
So when I was a kid, I didn't really understood like the spirit of it or how it worked, and I called my dad at work and I told him that our dog died.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I was like, I just thought you were supposed to tell him something that wasn't true that like would get them to
how
believe
old were you?
You?
Head coach?
I think I was in second grade.
Well, what?
You know.
So I was like 7.
Yeah, you were a moron.
Yeah.
Did he whip your ass?
He was. My mom heard it as soon as I did it, and she like grabbed the phone. It was like, no, she didn't die. She's here. Dad's like, then why? And he's like, my mom's like, I guess April Fool's.
You
I
were
guess.
Trying out your material.
I was doing bits.
Doing bits.
Not a good bit. Retired that one.
Gosh.
Yeah, you probably should at that point.
Oregon Governor Tina Kotek has signed the Right to Repair Act into law. Do you know what this means?
No, talk to me, Goose.
This bill will require manufacturing companies to stop gatekeeping tools and parts necessary for self-repair for your electronic devices.
So this means that you will now be repairing your electronic devices yourself?
Well, no, it just means that you can take it somewhere to be repaired.
Yeah.
I think, right?
Well, I mean... But don't, isn't that kind of thing is you already have to do that because the regular people can't have the tools in order to do it?
Well, I think it's more about affordability
mm-hmm.
and access to fixing phones as opposed to, you know, like Apple just slowing down your old phone and then you just taking it in for a $1,000 new one. You know, that's how it used to work.
Yeah. I just don't know. I'd be interested to know. What is the scope of this? Like,
well, let's read.
Yeah, let's go on this journey together. Because to me, the idea of me fixing my phone seems like such a far-fetched idea. I can't even fathom that. This okay. is just, but I can take it anywhere to get my to get fixed right now. There's lots of cell phone repair places.
According to state lawmakers, Senate Bill 1596 will require manufacturing companies to make diagnostic tools, information, and replacement parts available to consumers and third-party repair shops so that Oregonians can more affordably fix their phones, computers, appliances, and other consumer electronics.
So it's just giving more people access to fix something.
And it sounds like they're just making it so you're less likely to have to buy a whole new phone.
Correct. I think that's the whole idea.
Okay. Which is good, because I mean, I would think that's a good thing, but at the same time, the idea of taking apart my phone is just...
That's true.
I there's zero chance. Now, if this makes it more affordable for me to take it somewhere to get it fixed, sure. But, God, I'm not opening up my phone under any circumstances. You? Now that you have a diagnostic tool that you'd have to buy?
Mm.
Right? It just seems like a very daunting thing. I had a conversation like this with my daughter. I replaced the ice maker in my freezer this last weekend. And my daughter was fascinated by it. And she watched me do it. And by the time it was done, she goes, "Are you kidding me? That's all it was?" I was like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Why don't more people..." Because she thought the idea, because I had to take the drawer off, I had to take the front off of the freezer and then go underneath and do it. And the hardest part was taking the drawer off of the freezer. And she was just kind of, she was just flummoxed by how easy it was. And she's like, why doesn't more people do this? And I said, because the idea of, if you told the person, all you have to do is take the door off your freezer, right there, 90% of people are like, "I'm done."
Well, this is where YouTube comes in.
Yes.
And YouTube is just a game changer when it comes to menial things that you don't know how to do.
Yeah.
And 95% of the time, it's always way easier than you think when you first have the problem.
Yeah.
But you have to see it done on YouTube, and then you go, "Oh,
I can do that."
Because I can, dude, I'm the worst. I will look at something and go, "Oh my God, that's got to be so complicated. That is way above my pay grade. There's no way I can do that."
Yeah.
And then I look at the YouTube video and go, "Oh, that's it?"
Yeah. She at one point, when she saw that what I was doing, she just had this look on her face like, "What are you getting yourself into?" I'm like, trust me, it's quite easy. But I just think it's a daunting thing. But with the phone, and maybe I'm naive and falling for this, but the idea of me doing anything to fix my phone seems like an impossible task.
YouTube, dude.
Yeah, I guess.
That's your In the News for March 27, 2024. Let's get to the Hot 5 at 5, okay? Okay?
I'm ready.
You guys ready? I've got a new coach at Louisville. Well, I don't, but they do.
Maybe it is your coach.
Jordan Montgomery has a new team. He's a baseball player.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark offered a bag of cash.
Oh, yeah.
We'll tell you by who. And then Washington State and Oregon State, their home games, have a new broadcast partner. So, you know, we got
a lot of
and Jadeveon Clowney got signed somewhere.
Yeah, what a weird signing.
Yeah, he's going to the XFL.
Well, hey, man, they're paying.
It's 4:57. This is The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.